Come take a journey through the periodic table with me. I have a grand fascination about chemistry. An atom was the smallest particle of an element, you see, and it retains all of that element's properties. Atoms are the building blocks to all things in the universe. They even make up you and me onto the next verse. What makes up an atom? Smaller particles, you see. We'll start with the center called the nucleus in me. The nucleus is made up of things called neutrons and protons. Together are the dense center of an atom in this song. Neutrons are known for having a neutral electric charge, and the protons, which is said to be positively charged. The number of protons in an atom does determine an element's physical property. This lesson is large. No two atoms have the same amount of protons in number. That is what makes one element so different from another. The atomic number is the amount of protons in an atom. That concludes this lesson on the nucleus, if you can fathom. Onto electrons, they are negatively charged and revolve around the nucleus like planets around our star. Electrons and protons attract one another. That's why in most atoms you can find both particles in equal numbers. Take a journey through the periodic table with me. I have a grand fascination about chemistry. Looking at the periodic table, what do you see? A host of elements that make up everything in the galaxy. You read the periodic table from left to right. Each of the 7 horizontal rows are called periods in sight. The 18 vertical columns are called groups on the table. Chemists made it this way and gave each one a cool label. All the colored groups you see are different element families that have the same number of valence electrons, if you please. Look closely at an element and here's what will be. First you see the symbol above the element's name, it is key. The atomic number is the next thing we will look at, which is the amount of protons in the nucleus, how about that? Then the atomic mass is the number of protons added to the number of neutrons within a nucleus learned in this song. Take a journey through the periodic table with me. I have a grand fascination about chemistry. There are 10 different groups of elements that I will teach you. I will list them off and hope that they will stick to you like glue. The first group are the element metals. We'll start with alkali, alkaline earth, and lanthanoids. I hope you follow. Then there's actinoids, transitions, and post-transitions. There are 6 groups of metals, and to learn them is our mission. The next group are metalloids, it's a group on its own. The last group I'll tell you about are nonmetals, 3 are shown. Nonmetal is the first, and the second are halogens. Then the noble gases concludes the 3 groups we're in. Now you know the basics of the periodic table. In the future, I will touch upon each element when I am able. So stay tuned to this channel just as much as you can, and I will teach you all the elements so you can understand. Take a journey through the periodic table with me. I have a grand fascination about chemistry. Come take a journey through the periodic table with me. I have a grand fascination about chemistry.